Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, which is ShortStack. If you haven't checked out ShortStack yet, it's a really cool self-service software tool that allows you to build mobile-friendly, highly converting campaigns and landing pages for all of your online marketing efforts. It's great whether you're a total beginner to creating campaigns and landing pages, or you're familiar with coding with HTML or CSS. You're really going to love how easy it is to use. To get started using ShortStack for free right now, just go to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, let's get into today's episode. Hey, Rick Mulready here. Welcome to episode number 18 of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. What's up, everybody? How's it going? Great to have you here. And I want to take a second to thank you right out of the gates here for all the support for the podcast. I've been getting a ton of emails, iTunes reviews, tweets. It really means a lot to me. And thank you so much. You rock for all of that. Speaking of iTunes reviews, I'm excited to announce something new here on the podcast where I'm going to be giving away a free personalized Facebook ads audit done by me of your Facebook ads. I'm going to do this every single Friday, and I'm going to share all the details about this right after today's interview with Justin Brook. Now, with Justin today, this is part two of my interview with him, and we shift gears a little bit from content marketing, which we talked about in episode number 17, to talk about another really timely topic right now, which is Facebook ads compliance and guidelines. In case you haven't yet heard that episode with Justin, he's been in the paid traffic space for over 8 years now, and he runs a digital marketing agency, digital advertising agency called I Am Scalable. He's a really well-known guy in this space. I have a lot of respect for him. Super, super smart with this stuff, especially when it comes to this topic of Facebook ads compliance. All of a sudden, over the past few months, more and more people are getting their Facebook ads accounts shut down. And it's really become alarming. Even people I know who are legitimately trying to do the right thing with their Facebook ads are being caught up in this. And this is such an important topic right now that I've decided to devote this episode with Justin and the next episode with another Facebook ads expert that I invited on to talk about this topic. His name is Kurt Molly. So that's a great episode coming up as well. Today with Justin, we talk about the reasons that Facebook is shutting accounts down, things that you can do to avoid getting your account shut down. You're going to learn the three levels of account closure and how to avoid breaking the rules that get you caught up in this, and the steps to go through if your account does get shut down. Overall, today, you're going to learn the best practices for your ads for staying compliant with Facebook's guidelines. You definitely don't want to get red flagged and on Facebook's radar with your ads. So we talk about how to avoid that today. This episode is chock full of great stuff today. So let's go hang out again with Justin. All right, Justin, welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic, man. Thanks so much for coming back on.
Absolutely, man. Love to be on here.
So we were talking about native advertising before, and I really want to get into a topic that is really hot kind of lately, because I'm hearing more and more people that I know getting their Facebook pages or Facebook ads accounts, I should say, shut down. And a lot of times they don't really have, there's no, you know, Facebook doesn't give a whole lot of rationale behind it. And it can be a really, really frustrating process, especially for those people who are really relying on Facebook ads traffic and revenue for their business. And I know that you have a lot of experience here. I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken, you've had some ads accounts, or known people at least yourself that have ads accounts that have been shut down by Facebook. So is that true? Let's start there.
Yeah. You know, I mean, two things that I want to get across to everybody, really important. One, we're going to talk about Facebook compliance here, but Facebook makes the rules and they're changing them often. So everything we talk about here, you know, these are the best things that I've come across, the examples I'm using myself, but just know that Facebook at the end of the day makes the rules, and a lot of the wording of their rules is left up to interpretation. So these are best practices. These are not like hard guidelines, you know, that you can guarantee your business on. And then the other thing I want to get across to everybody is, just because your Facebook account is shut down doesn't mean that you're a scammer or a spammer, or that just because somebody else's account got shut down. There are so many reasons you can get shut down. I had that same thought. I was like, man, you know, all these guys must be doing this black hat stuff. And, you know, my account was from all the friends in the industry and other influencers, I felt like I was one of the last people left with an account. And then I got shut down too. And it actually started out because my assistant in the Philippines logged in to check a report, and she didn't normally do that. And so that triggered an unusual activity shutdown, more like a lock of the account, because they thought somebody was hacking me in the Philippines. But then what happens when you get this unusual activity lock is your account goes under review. And I had one ad that was a little dicey. It was for a survival product. And I still to this day don't know how you would sell survival products without fear. I mean, that whole market wouldn't exist without fear.
Right.
So one of the ads was a little bit dicey, and that was it. You know, they have zero tolerance to fear, to hype, to claims, and zero tolerance. It's just done.
Yeah. So, I mean, I had actually heard, I learned this from you last week. I forget how I did. And I actually didn't know about the fact that if you have a team, if you have virtual assistants, if you have product managers or whatever it may be, and they're scattered around the world, if they're all accessing your Facebook ads account to, whether it's pull a report or check on something, that's raising red flags, because it's a different IP address. It's a different, somebody else in the world who is not you, and, you know, from a different place than where you're normally logging in, they see that as a red flag. It's something I'd never even thought about before, but I had my VA who's over in the UK. She was checking a report for me every single day. And as soon as I learned that, I immediately stopped that. It's something a lot of people don't know about.
Right. If it's a recognizable pattern, it's okay.
Yep.
But if all of a sudden a VA in the Philippines logs into your account and they don't normally do that, then that's an unusual activity. I just got another one shut down because we had a client's ad shut down over the holidays. You know, they didn't want to run them over the holidays. Mm-hmm. I go away from the 20th to the 5th. And so we just paused all of his campaigns. Well, when we turned them back on, and I mean, we were running at $1,000 a day. I mean, that's just what his budget is. Mm-hmm. And so they were stopped for like 20 days, and then all of a sudden started again at $1,000 a day, triggered the unusual warning. Lots of things can trigger this unusual warning. So you have to make sure that you're really focused on, you know, what is the pattern that your account is going through, and making sure that you stick to that pattern. So that's step one.
What are some other things? That's really interesting. What are some other things that that might be triggering that. I mean, I don't want to talk about necessarily, you know, some things that you're getting your ad disapproved. You know, that's sort of, you know, like that's, you know, we've all gotten our ads disapproved for one reason or another. And yes, Facebook can be a little bit obscure in explaining why. I feel like they've gotten a little bit better. Mm-hmm. They're explaining, you know, the reasons why. But let's talk more about like bigger, more pressing things where if your account gets shut down, what are some things that what are some other things that Facebook is looking at when that happens?
All right. So one, you need to know that there's a history associated with your account. So everything that you do, every disapproval, every approval, every shutdown, unusual activity, all of that is kind of putting notes or marks on your account. And if you get too many marks, then they're just not going to give you that account back. You're much better off at that point just to create a new account. And then if you're creating new accounts and you're still getting these marks, you can eventually just not be able to create any new accounts. And if you keep going beyond that, I think it's like lawsuit. Make sure you're reading the signs. So it's important to understand that they're looking at, you know, for your ads, it's the ad images. You got to make sure your ad images are relevant to whatever you're promoting and not just, you know, shocking. They don't want the user's feed to look gross, shocking, negative, fearful. You know, they want to create a positive environment. And on their end, it's a customer support issue. They don't want to have a bunch of complaints coming in all day long of people complaining about ads that were gross or shocking or fearful or negative. So it's not that they're trying to be, you know, uppity or anything. It's a customer support issue.
Yeah.
Other things, let's see, your landing page. If your landing page is manipulating the user's behavior, pop-ups, autoplay video, not having rewind or fast forward on your video sales letters, forcing the user to have to watch a 20-minute video before they can even see the order button or the price, you know, anything that's manipulating the person's behavior while they're on the page, they see that as you know, negatively influencing the user's experience. And if for them, it causes complaints. Again, it's a customer support issue.
Yeah.
They don't really care about it. They don't care if you're doing that. It's just like, bro, you're causing me a lot of customer support and that costs me money. So therefore you can't do this stuff. Let's see, what else?
And these things that you're saying, Justin, aren't really, I mean, I can see sort of how people might say, well, this is really basic stuff and this isn't that big a deal. But I think you mentioned it earlier. We have to remember that we're playing on Facebook's playground. And we have to always remember that. And they make the rules. And whether they are obscure or not, we have to play by them as best we can. And when we're not, I mean, that's when, you know, we get our hands slapped.
Yeah. And the biggest, you know, when my account got shut down, I shook the tree pretty good. You know, I was like, no way. You know, I can't have my accounts down. I got on the phone with some of the big players at Facebook. And what really dawned on me, what really changed things for me was hearing that their mission, the whole mission behind everybody that works behind the Facebook advertising division is to enhance the user's experience through advertising. They believe that the ads can enhance the Facebook user experience, not detract from it. So everything that you're doing, I don't care what you think about your ads, what you think about your landing pages, you need to look at this through the user's eyes. Is this enhancing their experience on Facebook? And that's really, like, forget about the guidelines, you forget about all that stuff. If you can answer that question positively, really answer it positively, then you're going to be good to go, because that's their mission. And when they review your account, that's what they're going to be looking at your ads, your landing page, your history. And they're wondering, are you someone that's helping us achieve this mission? Or are you someone who's going to cause us problems in this mission?
Okay. Now let's kind of shift it real quick here. Yeah. What happens if somebody's account actually gets shut down? Do we have any you know, because I have friends who that they've experienced that, and they just get the email that is kind of like, all right, this is final word. This is it. You know, it's very drastic. Yeah. So, right. What are there any repercussions that people can take if this happens to them? We'll get into that in just a second, but first, I want to give a big shout out to and thank the sponsor of today's episode, ShortStack. Recently, I got to sit down with ShortStack's CEO, Jim Belosik, and I challenged him to explain what ShortStack is for you in 20 words or less using no jargon. Ready? Go.
Okay, challenge accepted. ShortStack is a do-it-yourself tool for building web pages to engage with your audience, collect information, and drive sales. Is that 20?
I was starting to count on my fingers, but I think you hit it. Nice work. So if you're looking for a simple do-it-yourself tool to get more qualified leads and sales for your business, definitely check out ShortStack. You'll love how easy it is to use. Get started today for free by going to shortstack.com/Rick. All right, back to the show.
Yes, so there's a couple different levels that I like to talk about. There's a account lock, there's an account shutdown, and then there's an account termination. And the account termination is when you get that email that has the very firm language that this is the end, don't ever email us again kind of language right. in the email. The lock is really just when you've gotten a couple, you know, too many disapprovals, or there's an unusual activity and your account is still there. You can still see your account. You can still access all the information. You just can't create new ads. You can't run any campaigns. That's just a lock. And that you just need to contact Facebook. You can do it through your ads manager or just go to facebook.com/business/resources. And you can contact them through there. Takes a couple of days, but contact them through there. Tell them what your problem was. And they're going to ask you for some proof and whatnot. You just have to jump through the hurdles and your account will come back online. Mm-hmm. Now, if your account was shut down, you got to ask yourself, and this is a time when you really got to be honest with yourself. You know, did you break the rules? And if you did, tell them, you know, I think, you know, the problem was this thing that I was doing. We've now changed our pages. And, you know, so tell them how you think you broke the rules and how you're fixing it so that it's not going to be a problem anymore. Again, think of them as a customer support issue. Here's what I was doing to increase your customer support. Here's what I'm doing to make sure it doesn't happen anymore. And then you can get your account revoked. Now, if you feel like they're just sending you a canned response to this,
yeah.
then what you can do is you can kind of call them on that. You guys got to be tactful. You know, like, I understand that you're going to be upset at this time. It's a crisis. There's a lot of money on the line. You're angry. I get it. But you're not going to win by, you know, throwing a bunch of vinegar in their face.
Yeah.
So, you know, be tactful and say, you know, hey, I believe maybe you might have sent me a canned response. I know that you guys deal with this often. And again, reassure them, you know, we've looked at all the guidelines. We think we're doing everything right. Here's what we're doing. Can you please take another look at my account? And usually, if you are actually doing everything right and you have fixed things, then they'll turn your account back on. You can win these if you're doing things correctly. And this goes for the person who just wrongfully got an account shut down, which absolutely happens all the time.
Yeah.
You know, these reviewers that they have looking at them, you know, sometimes they make a mistake. Sometimes they press the wrong button. It happens. So that's when you would say, you know, I think I was wrongfully shut down. Here's what I'm doing. I'm not breaking any of the rules. Can you please retake a look at my account? Now, if you are still not getting any response from them and they're telling you you're done, I say you fight it for about 10 days. And if you're not winning after 10, 12 days, then you just need to create a new account. Mm. You're just not going to win, and chances are the amount of time and money you're going to invest into trying to win is just not going to be worth it, and start a new account.
Different credit card?
Yeah, you're going to have to use a different credit card, and you won't have to use a different website that I know of. Sometimes they'll lock your fan page, but usually it's just a different credit card, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is such an interesting topic, and one that, I mean, for me personally, again, knock on wood, nothing's happened with my account, but just a topic that has come to light really over the past few weeks, and I think is going to be really, really important for everybody who is advertising on Facebook to just understand all the principles and what you've talked about today, Justin, just to kind of make sure that they understand this so that, A, to try to keep themselves out of this situation, and B, if it does happen, you know, here are the steps that they can take to try to fix things.
Yeah, absolutely. And another biggest thing that I would tell people is familiarize yourself with the Facebook ad guidelines and get into a habit of just checking them every Friday, because they change them pretty often and you don't want to be a casualty of just not reading the rules. You know, that it starts with reading the rules.
That's a great point. I'll link the terms and conditions, or I'm sorry, the guidelines in the show notes. And I know that you mentioned a few other URLs that I'll be sure and link up in the show notes page. Justin, this is a great conversation. Thanks so much for sort of breaking it down for us. I know that you did mention it for us in the last episode, but where can people connect with you online?
They can go to iamscalable.com. That's the letter I, the letter M, and then the word scalable.com.
Perfect. And again, I'll also link that up in the show notes for today's episode. Justin, thanks so much for coming on back on today. I really appreciate you, man.
Thanks for having me on again, man.
Hope you enjoyed this one with Justin. I told you there was going to be a lot of information today with my chat with him. Hopefully this information helps you in staying compliant with your Facebook ads and keeps you from getting red flagged in any way. You definitely don't want to be on Facebook's radar in a negative way. As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I also want to let you know about something brand new that I'm starting here on the podcast. Every Friday, I'm going to choose an iTunes review at random from the last week, and the winner is going to receive a free personalized 10-minute Facebook ads audit from me. This is where I review your Facebook ads and give you honest feedback, ideas, and suggestions for improvement, showing you exactly how to tweak and improve your ads so that you can avoid wasting money while getting the best results possible. This is where I give you recommendations on things like your ad copy, your images, your targeting, your campaign setup, your landing page, and so on. I'll troubleshoot why maybe your cost per conversion is higher than you want it to be, or maybe it's that you're not getting many clicks on your ad. Any challenges that you're having with your ads, I'll give you my recommendations for how to tweak and improve them. Or maybe your ads are already doing really well and you simply want to just crank things up and take them to the next level. I'll share with you how I think that you can do that. This is a service that I normally charge $197 for. So if you'd like to win one of these personalized Facebook ads audits, head over to iTunes and leave an honest rating and review of the show, and I'll be selecting a review every Friday at random. All right, coming up in the next episode of the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, I've asked another Facebook ads expert, Kurt Molly, who recently met with Facebook, to talk about ads policy and best practices for staying compliant with your ads, to come on and give another perspective on this really, really important issue that's going on with Facebook ads right now. That's coming up in episode number 19. Until then, though, keep testing your paid traffic to find what works for you and your business, and I will see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.